So we said earlier on that there are two types of impact a business can have. They can have a positive impact, which we've just looked at, in the form of your economic benefits, your social benefits, your environmental benefits, but also can have a negative impact. So what are the negative impacts then of organizations? So we're going to look at the negative impact from the consumer's point of view, from the employee's point of view, the supplier's point of view, the government's point of view, and with society and your local community. So some organizations don't treat their stakeholders fairly and the community that they're in. And some of these negative impacts may result in the following. So the negative impact of organizations to the consumers will be producing poor quality goods and dangerous goods. So even though in Ireland or in the EU, you've got certain pieces of legislation, anything coming out, products coming from outside the EU, those products might meet the standards of EU regulation. So you might get some dangerous goods or poor quality goods coming in. Personal details, for example, your credit card numbers not being protected correctly, which results in the likes of hacks being happen with some of the big companies. I suppose the main one will be that would help happen was the HSE. And information being hacked and 20 million ransom being looked from the government, which they didn't pay. And then the money will, or the information was leaked on the dark web. The negative impact then from employees. So not having a safe place of work, for example, hazards in the buildings. All right, so underneath legislation, there has to be a safe place of work, especially on the building trade. So kind of hard hats, high-vis jackets, PPE and that sort of thing. Unfair wage, so not paying them correctly or not equal. So you have that divide there between the gender divide of being payment and wages. So the likes of the gap between males and females, not being doing the same job but not being paid the same amount. Relocating to another country. So some companies, especially in Ireland, they might see that they can go to another European country and the wages might be less. So they're going to save more money and make more of a profit. So you kind of got the likes of TalkTalk, Fruit of the Loom would have left and gone to other EU countries because it was cheaper to produce the product there. And then reducing employees due to technology. So if you think of technology as a great thing at the moment, especially in the likes of supermarkets, and you got those self-service check-ins, but they're actually taking up people's jobs. And then you've got suppliers. So the negative impact of organizations on suppliers, so not paying them on time. So if you don't pay your supplier on time, you're putting them under financial pressure because they need money to pay their bills as well. So if you don't pay an invoice after 30 days, then that supplier then means they don't have the money and they might find it hard then to buy more supplies or to pay their bills that they have. If the business is looking for large discounts from the suppliers, resulting in the suppliers not making a profit. So you kind of negotiate what you're going to pay for the product, and if you're looking for a huge discount, then well, then the supplier is not going to make a huge amount of money on the projects that they're producing. The government then, so not paying taxes. So if the government doesn't pay its corporation tax or what it should, or find kind of the tax evasion, tax avoidance is okay. Tax evasion is when you don't pay your taxes on time, and then not following legislation. So we know that businesses have to follow the Sale of Goods and Supply of Services Act 1980, the Consumer Protection Act 2007, the Employment Equality Act. So if they don't follow those legislations, well then they're not doing what they're supposed to do. And then the negative impact then on society and local community, you got noise pollution. So it was released there about the complaints into Dublin Airport. I think one person made something like 2,000 complaints in relation to noise pollution in Dublin Airport. Air pollution, which can damage local communities' health. So if you live in somewhere like a waste plant, or if you live in somewhere that burns fossil fuels and it goes up into the air, that's air pollution. Large multinationals dominating the market, thus small local enterprises can't compete. So we think of the likes of coffee shops and things of Starbucks. The marketing then is really good for Starbucks, so people think they'll go to Starbucks, which you should really support your local coffee or artisan shop, coffee shop. And employees then living close to their jobs can be put under pressure on the renting sector as demand is high. So that's a huge thing in Dublin at the moment, especially with the technology sector. There's great wage in the technology sector, so people have got extra money so they can afford the rent, but it puts people in other industries or other sectors under pressure where they're not able to afford that rent, or they don't have the same wages as the IT guys. So there are your four negative impacts of your organization, looking from a consumer point of view, an employee's point of view, supplier's point of view, government point of view, and society and local community.